went on even when people were fully clothed and sitting on opposite sides of a fire. It was in the things they said and did not say, the way they looked at one another and looked away. The packs had changed again overnight. The mountains were higher, the snow was crisper. Most of the wolves were sitting at some distance from the fire Carrot had made. Just enough distance, in fact, to establish that they were proud, wild creatures who didn't have to rely on this sort of thing, but close enough to get the benefit. And then there was Gavin, sitting a little way off, turning to look from one to the other. "Gavin's people hate my family," Angua was saying. "I told you, it's always wolves who suffer when werewolves get too powerful. Werewolves are smarter at escaping from hunters. That's why wolves much prefer vampires. Vampires leave them alone. Werewolves sometimes hunt wolves."
"I'm surprised," said Carrot.
Angua shrugged.
"Why? They hunt humans, don't they? We're not nice people, Carrot. We're all pretty dreadful. But my brother Wolfgang is something special. Father's frightened of him, and so's Mother if she'd only admit it. But she thinks he'll make the clan powerful, so she indulges him. He drove my other brother away and killed my sister."
"How?" "He said it was an accident. Poor little Elsa. She was a Yenolk, just like André. That's a werewolf that doesn't change, you know? I'm sure I've mentioned it. Our family throws them up from time to time. Wolfgang and I were the only classic bimorphs in the litter. Elsa looked human all the time, even at full moon. André was always a wolf."
"You mean you had a human sister and a wolf brother?"
"No, Carrot. They were both werewolves. But the little switch inside them didn't work. Do you understand? They stayed the same shape. In the old days, the clan would kill off a Yenok quickly. And Wolfgang is a traditionalist when it comes to nastiness. He says they made the blood impure. You see, a Yenok would go off and be a human or be a wolf, but they'd still be carrying the werewolf blood. And then they'd marry and have children or pups. And, well, that's where the fairy tale monsters come from. People with a bit of wolf and wolves with that extra capacity for violence that is so very human." She sighed and glanced momentarily at Gavin. But Elsa was harmless. After that, André didn't wait for it to happen to him. He's a sheepdog over in Borogravia now. Doing well, I hear. Wins championships, she added sourly. She poked the fire aimlessly. Wolfgang's got to be stopped. He's plotting something with some of the dwarfs. They meet in the forest, Gavin says.
He sounds very well in form for a wolf, said Carrot.
Angua almost snarled at him. He's not stupid, you know. He can understand more than 800 words. A lot of humans get by on less. And he's got a sense of smell that's almost as good as mine. The wolves see everything. The werewolves are out all the time now. They're chasing people down. The game, we call it. The wolves get the blame. It looks like they're breaking the arrangement. And there's been these meetings, right out in the forest where they think no one will see them. Some dwarfs have got some sort of nasty scheme by the sound of it. They asked Wolfgang for help. That's like asking a vulture to pick your teeth.
What can you do? Said Carrot. Even your parents can't control him.
We used to fight when we were younger. Rough and tumble, he'd call it. But I could send him off howling. Wolfgang hates to think there's anyone who can beat him, so I don't think he'll relish the thought of me turning up. He's got plans. This part of Überwald has always, well, worked because no one was too powerful. But if the dwarfs start squabbling amongst themselves, then Wolfgang's the lad to take advantage, with his stupid uniforms and his stupid flag.
I don't think I want to see you fighting, though.
Then you can look the other way. I didn't ask you to follow me. Do you think I'm proud of this? I've got a brother who's a sheepdog.
A champion sheepdog,
said Carrot earnestly. Gaspode watched Angua's expression. It was one you'd never get on a dog.
You mean that, she said at last. You actually mean it, don't you? You really do. And if you'd met him, it wouldn't worry you, would it? To you, everyone's a person. I have to sleep in a dog basket 7 nights a month, and that doesn't worry you either, does it?
No, you know it doesn't.
It should do. Don't ask me why, but it should do. You're so unthinkingly nice about it. And sooner or later, a girl can have too much nice.
I don't try to be nice. I know. I know. I just wish you'd... oh, I don't know. Complain a bit. Well, not exactly complain, just sigh or something.
Why? Because it'd make me feel better. Oh, it's too